Hello, I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 42. On today's Positive Thursday, I'm going to be talking about alcohol drinks and non-alcohol drinks that you can try that's smooth and tasty for a little bit of everyone to try. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic. Join everyone. I hope everyone is having a good positive Thursday. And I do. I have any drinkers on this positive Thursday or non-drinkers, like those who like to have like a nice drink after a long day, you know, something simple and smooth. Well, if so, this is for each one of you. I want to read off 34 best canned cocktails to sip along this summer long on one of your summer long days. That you can take with you on the go. You don't even have to drink it at home. You can sit out at the back of your house. So your yard, or if you just going to the park, hanging out with family and friends, or just anywhere. When I seen this article about all the different canned drinks they have out, and I'm looking, I'm like, wow, a lot of these drinks, I heard of some of them, but most of them I haven't. And I'm like, wow, they look so good. And I'm not a big drinker. I'm like more like a wine drinker, like here and there. But anyway, moving forward, everyone. So the first canned drink, a summer drink that y'all can try out, it's called the Spiked Lemonade Variety Pack. It's the only thing better than lemonade on a hot summer day is Spiked Lemonade. Crook & Marks Variety Pack includes raspberry, blueberry, watermelon, and a classic lemon flavor, so everyone at your barbecue is satisfied. Number two, the cider. Pulp Culture's line of alcohol juices contain no sugar or added sweeteners, and yet they pack a whole lot of flavor and probiotics similar in the taste to a fruity kombucha. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Each can comes in just 99 calories, which is not bad. So those of you who want to get your drink on and y'all looking for a drink with less sugar, try the cider drink. And they said it had governor in it, peach, ginseng, matcha, and lion's mane. Okay. Number three, vodka cocktails. Vodka lovers looking for something different. Here's what you've been waiting for. Spice Girl line of canned cocktails. It comes in cucumber, pear, and peach. And each one of these is only 48 calories. And it's called the Spice Girl. That's the drink. It's a vodka cocktail. And that's number three. Number four, the Cran Craft cocktail. It's a Nantucker and cranberry go hand in hand. So it makes sense that Triple Eight Distillery just leaked a canned vodka soda with cranberry. If you're more of a blueberry person, the brand also has a blueberry and vodka version as well too to try out. Number five, the Weakener Mix Pack. There are a lot of hard seltzers on the market today, but this one is a winner. The flavors are vibrant, and there's nowhere aftertaste. Plus, each 12-ounce can comes in only 110 calories. The Weakener Mix Pack includes black, cherry, raspberry, lime, ruby red, grapefruit, and pineapple pomelo. And the drink is called, again, everyone, the Weakener Mix Pack. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to buy me one. Buy me a pack. That sounds fun. Number six, the Sparkling Lime Taquita. The taquita lime and bubbles, what more can you ask for? The brand also has a classic taquita-only version and one with pineapple, rosemary flavors, so you can take your pick. Number seven, the Ginger and Lime Wine Cooler. If you bought wine coolers were a thing of the past, think again. Bartels and Gemesis elevates the experience with a complex flavor. Profiles like ginger and lime, grapefruit and green tea, watermelon and mint, and cucumber and lime, all made with white wine. Oh, that sounds so smoothing. I mean, y'all can't tell me. That's going to sound nice and smoothing. That's like a drink that, you know, that'll have you so mellow. Like if you had like one of them days like where you all stressed out and you feel tensed up, try the Bartels, Jimmy's, drink. And that's number seven on the list. Number eight, Bloody Mary. Here's the answer for everyone who wants a classic cocktail without the fuss of mixing a ton of ingredients. Blue Marble has Bloody Mary's Groundhogs and Moscow Mules. And that's called the Blue Marble. Bloody Mary, Blue Marble, which is eight. Number nine, the Bellinon Spritz. Let me see if I say that right. The Bellinon Spritz. I think I pronounced it right, everyone. You ever had like a word that you come across and you think you can pronounce it right, but the words sound like you're speaking a different language or something? I know I'm not the only one. Come on now, y'all. But this canned drink on this on the on number that's number nine. I'm gonna try to pronounce it again. It's called the Ballantine Spritz, the Miami cocktail. Ballantine Spritz. I'm kind of almost sound like Sprite a little bit. The canned cocktails from Miami Cocktail Co. are low in sulfites and sugar, and it only has 110 calories. A pop, the Ballantine Spritz and Mocktail Spritz are perfect for a bunch. While the sangria, margarita, and pomelo spritz are great for an afternoon sipping on a deck. Sip, sip. Number 10, Sparkling Cocktail Variety Pack. Their fuzzy cocktails are perfect for stashing in your beach cooler. The variety pack includes margaritas, strawberry lemonades, and blackberry mojos. 11, the Marlboro Mile Cocktail. The Marlboro Mile takes the classic Moscow Mule to a whole new fruity level. It's a mix of vodka, raspberry juice, hibiscus, and ginger. Number 12, the Bourbon Smash, the Cocktail Squash. Blueberry, spearmint, and lime give bourbon whiskey a new spin. Here, just watch out with an ABV of 10%. It's a doozy. That's an old saying, y'all. Old word, a doozy. The Cocktail Squad brand also sells canned groundhogs, margaritas, whiskey sour gin, and tons and vodka sodas to please any drinker. 13, gin and tonic. Limit 13, gin and tonic. Oh, and this can looks so pretty, everyone. It got like this sky blue and like white in it, like a little white coloring in it. And after I'm finished reading off these different summer drinks y'all can try, the canned drinks that y'all can try, alcohol drinks y'all can try on the go, I want to give y'all the website to where I found this article at, and they have all the names of the other drinks that I'm sharing with each one of you. Y'all can check it out yourself and try it out and order it. So the next on the list is number 14, Three Sheets Rum and Ginger. Three Sheets Rum and Ginger. Cutwater Sprites has you covered no matter what type of cocktail you gravitate to. Their line includes a rum and ginger soda, grapefruit and vodka, soda whiskey and lime tea, rum and cola, tequila, pomelo, margarita, excuse me, pomelo and margarita and vodka. Wow, that's like a drink that soon as you drink it, you wouldn't be able to stand. That's the kind of drink that sound like the Three Sheet Rum and Ginger. What do y'all think? Number 15, the Mai Tai. The Mai Tai Flan Craft Cocktail. You don't have to go to Hawaii or buy a bunch of ingredients to enjoy a nice Mai Tai. This one is from Flan Craft Cocktail. It will make you feel like you're on a tropical island, even if you're in the backyard. Number 16, the Sparkling Cosmo. Cosmo, wait a minute. Number 16, the Sparkling Cosmo Tilium. I hope I pronounced it right. It's a satisfying your inner Carrie Bradshaw with a Sparkling Cosmo in a can, or opt for a Jula Spirits Can Moscow Mule or groundhog. Number 17, an espresso style martini. This is a Kahlua espresso style martini. It has an espresso martini anywhere without the hassle of brewing coffee. Pop the tap on this can to activate a smooth, natural foam. firm that complicates the vodka, Kahlua coffee concentrate inside. I know my mom, she'll love something like this. My mom loved Kahlua. It's kind of like this drink looks like it can be like a milkshake drink. And those of you that know that have tried Kahlua before, you know it's like kind of like a milkshake, and it has like the alcohol, taste to it. Not alcohol like that milk, that chocolate milk taste. But for me, Kahlua is like rich, So you got to be really careful drinking that, especially for those of you that have stomach problems, if y'all know what I mean. It have you run into the bathroom real fast. So that's number 17, the espresso style martini. Number 18, the sparkling hard tea hibiscus palm. It's sparkling hard tea hibiscus. Hibiscus palm, that's the name of it. The tea for you tea drinkers, rejoice. Loverboy's line of hard teas, which includes hibiscus, palm, white tea, peach. That sounds good. And black tea lemon will give you that taste you love with a nice buzz. Zzz, you turn right into a little bee. Number 19, the passion fruit and coconut. Malibu Splash passion fruit and coconut. We're all stirred Malibu into a at home cocktail at some point. Now the company is making happy hour even easier by doing the mixing for you and serving up the brands in cans. Number 20, Blood Orange, Mezzo Spritz. If there ever was a can that screamed American summer, this red, white, and blue number is Mezzo Spritz Blood Orange. It's a mix of cider and sparkling water with flavor from Bionics. 21, sparkling Chaperon High cocktail, mango and lime. If you never had it before, the Chaperon High is Brazilian's national cocktail, in addition to a mango flavor version. Navafago also sells cans of lime and passionate flavors. 22, the classic miso. You can now sip on a miso wherever, popping a bottle of champagne like the classic cocktail. This is from a Alza, combined sparkling wine, orange juice, but has less sugar and few calories. That's another one I'm gonna try. 23, hard coffee. Pabsta is now serving up the perfect drink for early morning tailgaters and afternoon iced afacandas. This milk, I'm trying to pronounce this word. Y'all probably like, what the hell is she saying? I'm gonna try to pronounce it one more time. The afacandas. This milk liquor drink is a creamy coffee you always said you would add a shot to, but never did. 24, the grapefruit vodka soda. When you're tired of regular lime vodka sodas, reach for the canned cocktails from Vrew Sprites. In addition to the grapefruit vodka soda pitcher here, they also sell a cucumber lime gin fuzz and a cranberry elderflower vodka soda and a ginger lime vodka mull. So number 24 is the grapefruit vodka soda. That sounds good. It's like a combination of like soda and a sparkling drink and a little bit of alcohol you can get all in one. Number 25, the smashed pineapple coconut. Oh, that looks good. You remember Smirnoff Ice, right? I know, come on now. I know many of you listeners know know the brand Smirnoff Ice. They have the coolers, the big variety brand. They've been out for a long time. So this canned drink, it's already mixed, with alcohol and pineapple and coconut. It's called the Smash Coconut. And it's number 24, 25, and it's by Smirnoff. You remember Smirnoff Ice? Okay, I said that. The Smirnoff company has now expanded to canned their cocktails. This bubble one is tropical blend of pineapple and coconut, but Smirnoff Smash is also available in strawberry, lime, peach, mango, and cherry lime. So you can try this drink in different brands, and they have it in the can. So that's good. So you'll have different options to try. 26, the vodka soda. This refreshing vodka soda has hints of lime, rosemary, blood orange, and pomelo. The Southern Terror Craft cocktails line also include a bourbon smash vodka, Madras and gin and tonic. Number 27, the sparkling citrus margarita. Oh, this can is so pretty. And the can is on this can, it says like taquita, lime, and cocktail, two chicks. It says two chicks. That's funny. Sparkling citrus margarita. So number 27 is the sparkling citrus margarita. The simple taquita, lime, and lemon beverage is just one of the yummy sparkling planet cocktails sold by Two Chicks. That's the name of it. That's the people, I guess the owners of the company, Two Chicks. So I'm assuming it's two, ladies. If you're craving something different, they also sell a vodka fuzz, sparkling Palma, vodka chai tea, new fashion, and apple garnish. 28, the Earl Grey and Elderflower. Canic cocktails are a thing when even Earl Grey tea is having its moment in the can. This is one also a hint of elderflower. 29, the Vodka Mule. Excuse me, everyone. So, how's the weather where you're at? Is it warm? Is it getting cool? The summer be over with in what, less than 4 weeks? And have y'all been enjoying your summer? Like, what kind of things y'all been doing? I know, like, in some places it's like limited, but what kind of things have you been doing, like, to be creative? Even though it's been some restrictions, what kind of fun things y'all been doing? I would love to hear that. Okay, I found it. Number 29, the Vodka Mule. You and yours, Destali, and making things easier for you by selling pre-made cocktails that use their own spirits. In addition to the vodka mule, they also sell a gin and tonic vodka soda cranberry, blood orange gin and tonic vodka soda, key lime and vodka soda tangerine. I want to go into a brief commercial break, everyone. And when I get back, I'm going to count down the rest of the tasty, smoothing alcohol beverages y'all can try that's already made up. You don't have to mix anything. I'm going to count down the rest when I get back from this brief commercial break. Commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. All right, everyone, I am back from the commercial break and I'm ready to finish the countdown the rest of the summer on the go drinks that you can try out. I believe I was on 29. I know I'll be moving so fast, and I'm so happy that y'all joining me today on this beautiful Thursday. Yay! One more day and it'll be Friday. Let's go, Friday. I could be so silly, everyone. I believe that laughter is good for the heart, the mind, and the soul. If you don't have a sense of humor, I mean, I know, we all have our obstacles and challenge, but laughing and having a smile, I mean, I tell you, it can go a long, long, long way. I mean, it really can. It can go a really long way. And even if you don't really like laughing, just you can, how some people, they laugh, but they don't really laugh. Then they do like a chuckle. Even if you want to do that, a half a laugh, that's fine. Or have a half a smile, like you a half a sun. That's okay too. So getting back to the list, I'm on number 29. Time is moving fast, fast, fast. We're in the month of, I'm about to say September. September is my birthday month. I'm a Virgo. And for those of you Virgos that's joining me today, happy birthday. And even Leos, because I know we're still in August. Okay, number 29 on the list. Let me go down to my list. Okay, number 29 was the Vaca Mule. And last but not least, number 30, the Spritz Rose. The Spritz Rose. Archie Rose is known for his canned wines. His name is Archie Rose. I guess that's the creator of this drink. He is known for his canned wines, but don't forget about the Spritz Rose with the addition of the bubbles. There are few calories and half the alcohol that's in a typical rose, making it the perfect can to sip during an afternoon drink. Sip, sip. Oh, I also wanted to mention, everyone, I have four more of the cocktail drinks, canned cocktail summer drinks that y'all can, additional four that I wanted to mention on the list. It says 34 best canned cocktails to sip all summer long. You can check it out on go to goodhousekeeping.com. As a whole list, you can check it out yourself and y'all can see it for yourself. And it says the 34 best cocktails to sip on a summer, all summer long. And I'm gonna read off the last four. And it's so cool because you know how some of you, I know, there's some people they like to mix their own drinks, but it's so convenient. You can just, if you want to have a drink and you don't even have to worry about mixing it yourself because it's convenient because the drinks is already, mixed already. So all you gotta do is just drink it. Drink, 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 drink. I can be so silly. I could be so silly, everyone. And I hope that I'm making y'all laugh and smile and, making your day better. I believe that if we encourage each other and open up a little bit, I know that sometimes it can be hard. Some people have a hard time opening up, to other people. As far as I'm not saying you got to tell your whole life story, but just like laughing or just saying a couple of positive words. You just never know who life you may change in the process. Just one word, or even not even a word, just a smile or a hello or a wave that can really make someone else's day better. Number 30 on the list is the Spritz Rose. 31 is Sangria Cider. This cider combines peach, elderberry, apple, cherry, strawberry, and lime for a fruity punch. The company recommends it with tapas, seafood, paella, and goat cheese. So you can like they I guess they're saying you can try this drink and have some cheese and some kind of snack with it. It sounds fancy, but it sounds good too. 32, the rose with bubbles. Here's another nice rose spurs for you. But this one is higher in alcohol content than a normal wine. It pairs well with fish and chicken. 33, black cherry heart kombucha. I hope I said it right. If you never have kombucha before, here's your chance. Blue cherry will please most taste buds. But this line from Flying Ambers also comes in ancient berry lime orchard grapefruit chime. Pineapple chill and ginger oak. So that's the list. You could check it out. That's the last one on the list for summer canned drinks that you can sip on a nice summer day. Go to goodhousekeeping.com. And I can't forget, I cannot forget about, for those of you listeners that don't drink alcohol, they have some really tasty mocktails and non-alcohol cocktails. So I want to share some non-alcohol drinks for those of you who are not drinkers. I like to be fair. I want to share a little bit of everything that can relate with everyone. So it says the 27 mocktails and non-alcohol cocktails. Everybody's a non-drinker. Sometimes that's where mocktails come in. Whether you're a destined driver, pregnant, dieting, or just not a drinker at all, you can still enjoy a delicious and gorgeous mocktails and non-alcohol cocktails. So the first one on the list they have for this is so pretty. This is called, okay, I'm looking right now. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm looking on my list. But as I'm looking on the list, I have a question I want to ask you. Do y'all have any plans this weekend? Do I have any, like, I think I had already asked you that again. Sometimes I may find myself, you know, y'all may find me repeating the same thing over and over again. And no, I'm not crazy. But you know how when you be moving so fast sometimes, and you might find yourself, you having a conversation, you talking to people, and you can't find yourself repeating the same thing all over again, and it's not your intention. So it's not my intention to repeat the same thing over again. So if I do repeat the same thing over again sometime, just laugh and say, "Zuri, funny." Okay, one of the non-alcohol cocktails that I want to share with y'all that's on this list. This is looks so pretty. It's called the Cuddles on the Beach Mocktail. And it has like this pretty umbrella in there, like this little small umbrella with green and orange. So I could check it out. I'm gonna give you the website. And the second one is called Blue Shoe. It's a mixed drink. It has Kool-Aid, ice blue raspberry lemonade, and cranberry juice. Strawberry banana margarita recipe. It's smoothing. It tastes wonderful. It has tequila in it, orange juice. And the next one is called a Mock Miso non-alcohol drink. It's a version of a cocktail with a sparkling apple cider, which changes the flavor differently. This one uses two different kind of non-alcohol bubbly. Cherry cocktail Marco recipe. This a let me say it again. Cherry Cocktail mocktail recipe. This is a Coca-Cola with cherry, vanilla, and lime. The flavor here is just phenomenal. It's a Jack and Jill Coke. Penicilla champagne cocktail recipe. It replaces the champagne with a dry sparkling white grape juice or ginger ale, and the condiment with a touch of orange juice. So to check out the rest of the list, just the list of non-alcohol beverages drinks that can be made at home for you, those of you that don't drink at all, drink alcohol. I mean, don't drink at all. Go on mixthatdrink.com. And I'm telling you, the drinks are so beautiful and they look so tasty and good. Like everyone can try it. And for those of you like, "I don't want no non-alcohol drink. I want a little alcohol." You can still add your little alcohol in it if you know, if you're not feeling a non-alcohol drink. But the drinks look so good. I'm going to try some of the recipes myself. So that website again is mixthatdrink.com. Am so happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. And please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. And follow me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 at Instagram and also on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter. And please subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. And I would love to hear your feedback from this Positive Thursday. So you can send me a message on this podcast or email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And I hope that y'all enjoyed this podcast and try some of them drinks. I mean, they look so good, even especially the ones in the can that you don't even have to make on your own. Go to that website that I have mentioned, housekeeping.com. And also, you can try the non-alcohol drinks, mixthatdrink.com. That's for the non-alcohol drinks. And y'all have a super blessed week. Stay safe. Enjoy life. Don't stress. De-stress. Pray. And keep it moving. God bless y'all. I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday.